Module 9, Bringing People to Your Side. Leadership and change management involves aligning people with an organization's issue or need, allowing them to see that they are working together toward an important cause. A dash of emotion. Emotion is defined as a state of feeling. Because change in organizations doesn't happen without people, human elements and emotion cannot be downplayed. As an organization works with the appreciative inquiry process, 6 essential conditions come together in an organization. They liberate personal and organizational power, resulting in a transformation for the people in the organization. Number 1, freedom to be known in relationship. The nature of the appreciative inquiry process leads people to feel encouraged to shine as individuals, not just as someone performing a role. Number 2, freedom to be heard. Through the interview process, individuals gain the freedom to be heard. Number 3, freedom to dream in community. People feel more free and in a safe place to share dreams as they dialogue together. Number 4, freedom to choose to contribute. People feel empowered in an appreciative inquiry environment and assume commitments they might not otherwise undertake. Number 5, freedom to act with support. The awareness that others care about their work makes individuals comfortable experimenting with new ideas. Number 6, freedom to be positive. Suddenly, the environment validates the fact that it is acceptable to have fun. People feel positive and proud of their work experiences. Plenty of facts. A fact is something that is demonstrated to exist or known to have existed. As opposed to the people component emotion, facts are straightforward and necessary to measure progress. As a change management project shifts into the launch or in-process stage, the change management team must make sure that measurement is ongoing. 2 types of measurement are described below. Audits and performance measurement systems. Audits and measurement systems provide data to determine the adoption rate of change. They help to determine how many employees are using the new process or systems, individual or group proficiency levels, who is not engaged with the process or is struggling and why. Formal quantitative assessment instruments and a review of performance data provide this information. The results allow the change management and/or project teams to develop and implement corrective actions, make modifications to the program, or use positive results to propel the project forward. Accountability systems. Enhancements should be made to performance evaluation and compensation systems in order to maintain the accountability and credibility of the change. This is important in order to maintain ongoing reinforcement of the changed systems or processes. Case study. Karen knew that in order to gather support for a change that was soon to be implemented, she must cater to the emotional and logical side of people. People need freedom of emotion to support a cause. Appreciative inquiry ensures that they feel that they have the freedom to be heard, to be positive, and to act with support. While the emotional side is important, appealing to the logical side of a person is effective as well. Using the facts behind the change to demonstrate its effectiveness and benefit to the company, and to the individual, can give someone the understanding and confidence to support a worthwhile cause. Karen used both techniques to gather support and was successful by appealing to both aspects of people.